to me, sleep is the most important thing. You got to get your sleep first before you exercise. I mean, it's just the thing. And so you really need a great bed. The Sleep Number bed, it helps you get that great sleep. Because what it does, it lets you choose your ideal comfort, your ideal support on each side. The newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your moves and automatically adjust, so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. I don't know if your bed does that, but this one does. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Now, the Sleep Number bed costs about the same as a traditional mattress, lasts twice as long, and over 90% of owners recommend them. Going now for exclusive savings for military and veterans. Right now, it's the semi-annual sale. You'll find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is 30. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Tell them Bobby Bones sent you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday's show. It's CMA Day. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. There we go. Man, it's a busy day today. How about this? Let's talk to Kip Moore for a second.
So God made girls like you, make guys like me.
So Lunchbox is talking to Kip Moore here.
Kip Moore.
Good to be here, man.
Man, the most real guy in show business right here. That's it? You ain't got nothing to say about it?
No, I mean, like, you said it. If you think that, then you think that.
I do think that. And, I mean, you got the new album out, man. How's it feel just to be going
great.
Around and talking about it?
If
you literally have no...
I'm playing it. I'm not like talking about it.
You have no questions, do you? You have the new album out. How does it feel to go around and talk about it? Like, you literally had no questions. Honestly, you had no questions, did you?
I just don't know how to start it.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
But, hey, but so, what? Man, you got music. You'd like to play it, right?
And talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd rather play it. Okay, that too. I mean, I had it in my car. We had our first freeze the other morning where there was ice on my windshield. And yeah. I used the cover of your CD cover to boom, 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 get that ice off my car. Oh, so not only do I get to jam to your music, but it got me the ice off my windshield. So thank you.
Eddie, what's wrong with your dude, man? Like, what's wrong with him, man?
No!
He ain't right.
What is
it?
What
do
right.
No.
I'm
the
sick.
Only thing that you've ever said that's made any sense to me. Me and you are the only ones that turn a blind eye to the dog pooping. I'm like, I didn't see it.
Well, I'm glad that the one thing, of all the things I've ever said in my life, that is the
That's
one
it.
Thing Kip Moore and I see eye to eye on.
That's it, too. That's the only thing.
Wow.
Yeah, Kip Moore there.
So God make
Kip, I'm glad you're here. Now, when you come around and do stuff like this, and you put new music out, do you like to talk about songs or no? Or just, all right. Kip Moore, buddy.
Lunchbox.
You've been doing this for years, is the thing.
Well, here's the thing. It just didn't start out well, but it got better. I mean, it sort of got better when I started.
It sort of got better.
When I started talking about the ice scraping, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I enjoy your style. It's fun to make fun
it's
of.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, I agree. It's all that matters. It's all our show's trying to do is entertain.
Right.
We're not trying to be Barbara Walters.
That's right.
Right.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This kid named Kyle Berger. He's driving. It's his house. It's like, is that house on fire? You know, sometimes you see smoke and you really don't react to it because you just think the smoke's somebody's burning something.
Yes.
How many times have you seen smoke in the woods and been like, oh, look at that?
Yeah.
Never really considering that it's a house. Probably all of us, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just being honest. Well, so he goes, that doesn't look right to me. So he goes to the house and the house is on fire. He looks inside. He starts beating on the door. Nothing. Looks in the window. There's a dog in the kennel.
No.
Because the people were gone when the house caught on fire. Busts in, takes the dog, runs the entire kennel out of the house, saved the dog's life.
Wow.
Just because
That's
he,
really
I don't
cool.
know that I would have even went to the smoke.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Kyle Berger. Kyle Berger, as an animal lover and just as someone who appreciates good people, man, that's a move right there. And I see you. Or as I say, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
His producer Raymond and sports star pitcher Roy Halladay was killed in a plane crash at the age of 40. His plane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. In other news, in Seattle last night, a plane's engine caught fire, apparently right after it landed. There's video of it online. Luckily, no injuries. And finally, tonight, the 51st Annual CMA Awards at 8/7 Central on ABC. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie, our producer, has a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. And the 9-year-old's doing the Jump Across America. It's,
yeah, Jump Rope for Heart.
Yeah, you jump apparently Jump Across America.
That's it.
And you raise money for heart disease?
Yeah, yeah, for the American Heart Association.
Man, I've missed every one of those points.
No, it's okay. You're right around it.
So he asked us through a message here.
Hey, guys, I'm doing Jump Rope for Heart this year, and I'm going to try to raise money for the American Heart Association. And I just want you guys to sponsor me. I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you, guys. Peace.
And he said peace. He wants world peace.
He throws out the peace.
Got to admire
so
that.
So cute.
Here's my, I told you I would cover his whole $100.
That a boy, Bones.
Make sure he gets to it.
No, for sure. I got Amy's already. And so this is yours. And that, you guys held up to your promise.
I think Lunchbox is holding things against you just because he didn't get to have the technology that your son had. He's like, they should go door to door like I did. They shouldn't get on Facebook.
Great point.
If Lunchbox would have had Facebook, he would have been on Facebook.
Times have changed.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I saw Eddie's kid. He had a chance to ask me. Did he ask me? Nope.
He's already double covered it. Why would he?
I'm just saying, like, hey, man, like, if you're going to be a businessman, you got to go to your client and say, hey, knock on the doors. That's how you start as an entrepreneur, going door to door,
setting up shop. It's so funny to hear you talk about an entrepreneur. You have not entrepreneured one thing in your life.
Man, I have. World's Finest Chocolate. I went door to door to door. I mean, I was there for hours pounding the pavement, raising money for my little league because I wanted to sell. Like,
what I'm saying is, if it was an option to sell on Facebook, you would have. You just didn't have that technology.
But my parents refused to take it to work. Like, Eddie brought it to work. My parents refused. They said, if you want to sell, you go sell. We will not do it for you.
Lunchbox, that was 25 years ago.
I understand that, but you're still bringing it to work.
Yeah, and he sent you a message, and I felt like that was
everybody.
Good.
He sent you a digital message. Yeah. It was also a bit for the air.
Yeah.
It was also to bring awareness to what it is and other kids doing it.
And you want that face-to-face, like...
He wants to be begged.
No, wow. I want the kid to earn it.
Deal, Mr. Lunchbox.
Like, here, Dad, take this to them and just do it for me. Thank you, Dad.
Eddie, there's mine.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Amy.
I don't think it's any less work.
You're welcome.
Lunchbox believes in working harder, not smarter.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with me online.
Great, and they can work hard, not smart. I believe working smarter as I work hard, but smarter first, harder
for
second.
For sure.
And I believe this is a very smart play.
Wow.
So tell them don't mess up.
Thank you guys for sponsoring Junior,
You're welcome.
You will now jump rope. All across America.
Jump that rope. I want him to see this shining sea. Bobby Bones Show. All right, time for positivity with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right. Man, I love my story. There's a community who created a Halloween do-over after a Utah teen with special needs had a really bad trick-or-treat experience. He went out and they were like, hey, you're too old. But he's in a wheelchair. I don't know the proper way to say it. He doesn't act as old as he is. He's,
okay.
It's just I get in trouble for saying things. I don't know. Underdeveloped?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I don't know the word.
I think that that's an okay way to say it.
And so once it happened, they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And the neighborhood felt bad. And they were like, do it again. We're sorry. Do it again.
Wow.
So they're letting him re-trick-or-treat. I thought that was awesome. Here we are.
Yeah.
Days and days and days and days after Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what do you have,
man? Okay, so this elementary school in Madison, Wisconsin is doing something pretty cool with kids that are having trouble reading. And they brought in therapy dogs to sit with them because the therapy dogs are there while they're, you know, reading aloud or doing work. And they let them pet them while they're working. And they snuggle up next to them almost like a security blanket, which helps keep them calm so that they can focus. I probably needed one of these therapy dogs when I was younger. I could not focus at all. But I thought this school was like doing something a little bit different, thinking outside the box. Like, hey, let's bring in therapy dogs to help our kids.
If I had a therapy dog, that's all I'd be doing is therapy. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah.
Just playing with therapy.
So, I mean, keep this in mind if you're a school. Like, this could be something cool you could do.
Probably much cheaper than what I pay for therapy. I'd go get a dog. Hey, doggy, I'm telling my problems.
Yeah.
I'm dead on the inside. How you feel? Rough. All right.
It's therapy for, like, them learning and reading and focusing.
Oh.
Sorting through their problems. They're like,
hey, therapy, I can't be vulnerable. I'm built with walls around me. What do you think? Lunchbox, you're up.
A couple years ago, this woman was at the flea market and she found a painting. She was like, oh, that's a cool painting. Bought it for $20. And then a couple years later, she sees a little signature that says, Ollie, 1947 in the corner. She goes, let me give this a Google. It's types it up in her computer. Worth $8,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy.
$8,000.
That's painting. Those stories, anywhere you find something and you Google it. Even that show, America Roadshow.
Yeah.
That's the original Pawn Stars,
for sure.
Like, Pawn Stars is a little faker. America Roadshow on Channel 2 or PBS, yeah, they just show up in like a warehouse, and some dude with a beard that's way too long and a coattails would be like, that's a teapot there. It's actually worth $10 million. Well, I paid 99 cents for it. That was the show back then. Should be talking to Garth later, Reba later, Little Big Town. Lots of artists we're talking to because tonight's the CMAs. I'll be presenting.
So fun.
Me and a group of people. Yeah. I got a suit. It's got like shiny stuff on it.
Like rhinestones?
Kind of.
Oh, cool, man.
Really?
But not like, it'd be a thing.
Okay. Can't wait.
I'm pretty excited about it. I've been ill, so I've been eating like crazy. So I got to make sure I can fit my pants.
Oh, great.
I know.
That's the worst.
It is the worst.
Spanx. Spanx it up. When in doubt, Spanx.
So we've been talking to artists because the CMA Awards are tonight, and they're all going to be there. Here's Josh Turner. And this is an awkward clip, I'm told.
Yeah, it gets a little awkward.
Who's interviewing him?
I'm interviewing him, and in the middle of it, he just starts talking about Morgan Number One for no reason.
Our head producer, Morgan Number One.
Yes.
Okay, so in the middle of it. Isn't he Married Man with Kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's drooling already. See that?
I see her drooling. Hey, Morgan, calm down, girl. Morgan, you got it.
She's undressing
like
me with
seeing?
Her eyes. Yeah.
Hey, are you undressing him with your eyes? He said you were. He was like, man, can you tell her to quit staring at me?
It was either me or you. I don't know. It might have been you.
Hey, Morgan Number One, did you feel like Josh Turner, like, was that awkward for you?
Yes. He said I was undressing him with my eyes, and I was doing no such thing. Honestly, like, he's a good-looking guy, but he's, like, older. And yeah, it was weird. I think he kind of
was undressing you with his eyes.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low.
It was weird though.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, here's the one thing in common with all these interviews we've done over all of yesterday and then we're doing today.
Yeah.
They all end up weird.
They're awkward. Yeah. All of them.
Well,
well done.
You know? Till next year.
Well, we have more today. We have more today for sure. CMA Awards are tonight.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Indiana. Around 2 a.m., this guy tried to break into a chicken restaurant, climbs in the window in the ventilation duct, and gets stuck for 7 hours in the ventilation system before police arrived to use the jaws of life to get him out.
Man. There's a point in that where you're like, well, you know what? I screwed up. Just got to cut my losses.
They had to use the jaws of life to cut him out of the ventilation system. That is hilarious.
It's like die or get help. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bonehead. Maren Morris was asked by Amy about her first kiss because it was in the bowl of questions.
Where was your first kiss? That is a really good one.
Good one.
I'm embarrassed to say this, but it was at the movie theater seeing My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm. Okay. That's interesting. Back row? Middle?
I think it was the middle. I don't know what the metaphor was,
and
but
so
it was that movie.
What scene in that does he really go in for the kill? You know? Is it
something
romantic or like the Windex scene?
The Windex scene,
probably,
yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Don't know that movie.
Oh, y'all never seen My Big...
I saw it, but I remember thinking, this is stupid.
Oh, really? It was like, that was such a big movie.
Yeah, it was big because it was unexpected.
Yeah.
And the Windex is what they use to spray on their like cuts or whatever, and one of the grandmas or aunts said it would fix it.
Yeah, Windex
also
fixes
like
everything.
Robitussin.
Exactly.
When we grew up, Robitussin. So, first kiss, Amy.
Driveway at my friend Kinsey's house. We went outside, and the guy I was dating, well, my seventh grade boyfriend, rollerbladed over, and he was on rollerblades, and I wasn't, and I don't know, he like... kissed me. I mean, I'm pretty sure they like set up for that to happen, you know?
Just skated over.
It was awkward.
Lunchbox?
Oh, summer after fifth grade, I played Truth or Dare over at Brooke's house, and Jackson told me to French kiss this girl, so I French kissed Kelly. I was like, what up?
I think I was in ninth grade.
Oh, my goodness.
That is totally fun.
And I was playing Spin the Bottle, and it landed on... me, and then it landed on her, and she goes, oh, do I have to really? Like, out loud.
And that hurts.
Yeah. I remember it vividly. And, yeah, she had to. And it was like this. Terrible. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So there's a dog in Lubbock, and his name was Bobby Bones, and he was at the shelter there. And so I was like, hey, somebody adopt this dog. I'll pay for the fees. And I don't know what happened, because they weren't open yesterday. So I know someone took him home for a home visit.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't get a hold of them. So I was like, okay, cool. I feel like we're in a good spot there. And I said, hey, if you name the dog Bobby Bones, I'll put it up on the website. And just one at a time. I can't do 100 at a time. But there's one at Toledo that I've put up on my Instagram and Facebook. But Mr. Bobby Bones. The dog's name is Bobby Bones. He's a pit bull terrier mixed breed. And he's at the Lucas County Canine Care in Toledo, Ohio. And if someone would adopt him, that would be awesome. You can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. He's like 4 years old. There's a video. He's in a Santa hat, so he's got to be amazing.
Love it.
So that's the deal. I would love to adopt out 100 Bobby Bones dogs.
That'd be cool.
Over the next year. Like, that would be cool, right?
It would get to the point where, like, dogs are going to be at a park and you say, Bobby.
And they all come running. But if you're in Toledo or in the Ohio area, go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and look at this. And if you can adopt him, I would love for you to. And people are like, you're going to get all these dogs adopted to bad places. No, what? No, that's not how it works. They get vetted. Like, you don't just go get to get a dog.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that.
Okay. But that thought never crossed my mind.
I'm glad it didn't. Because a lot of listeners, it did.
Well,
I posted an Instagram of me spray tanning yesterday. Because I had to. Like, they're on TV tonight. Man, people have lots of thoughts about that.
Still, don't they know by now? Like,
men shouldn't be spray tanning.
Oh, boy.
The problem is I don't get out in the sun ever. So I'm not going to be, you know, up on TV in these lights looking like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, you're not. So people need to get over it.
I don't even know if people know what that is. Like, you can always tell the age people by their references. You know, when people are like, you know, they're sure not the Mambas and the Papas. I'm like, okay, they're old. Now all my references are Creed and Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Dang.
I know.
What would be a hip way to say it? No, Edward Cullen?
Edward Cullen's as old school in.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I don't know. Twilight. What do the cool kids say?
We're talking to Luke Combs in a second. Amy, who talked to Luke Combs yesterday?
Me.
Lunchbox.
You did tongue twisters with him?
Yep.
So the CMAs are tonight. I will be presenting. Hopefully the camera's on me. I will be giving the fist to the fans, meaning as I'm up there on stage, hopefully I remember. They're always like in my ear, do this. But I haven't forgotten ever yet. Hopefully I give the fist to the fans.
Yeah.
And it'll be tonight. I hope everybody watches it. 8 Eastern, 7 Central. CMAs are tonight, and Lunchbox was talking to Luke Combs.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
Give me this one right here. Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
Okay. And then how about this last one?
When a doctor doctors a doctor, does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as the doctor being doctored wants to be doctored, or does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as he wants to doctor?
Those are just annoying. They're not even tongue twisters. Just saying the word doctor over and over again.
Wow, not bad. Luke Combs.
Bring it on.
1 year ago, you had no idea who he was. Now he'll be presenting on the CMA Awards.
Yes.
Got number one song. I mean, this dude's a machine.
Two number one songs.
Oh, well.
So, hey, just facts.
I don't know. He had a number one song.
And some people sort of knew who he was.
Not a year ago.
Some people did, yeah.
When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason. Left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around at golf.
that song is upset, the ex-future mother-in-law. I always wonder what she's
driving in a car. Yeah, I'm going to think I'm going to put her on the country station. Wait, what the? Luke's on there? Let me hear his song. He used to date my girl. Oh.
That's what I picture with that one.
Yeah.
Easy music trivia with Danielle Bradbury. Here we go.
What state is the Grand Canyon in?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look so dumb. Grand Canyon. I know that.
You got it. I know. I know you're smart.
I am smart, but I can't think right now. Oh, God.
I mean, you have a 150 shot. Do you know what part of the country it's in?
A little bit. Y'all, I can't think under pressure.
She has no idea. They're trying to draw you to
Arizona.
That's cheating.
Answer is?
Arizona.
There you go. They told her?
Yeah, I felt like it. People wrote it down on a piece of paper.
I feel like somebody did that.
What is the longest river in the world?
It's Chris Jansen here.
The Nile.
Ooh. It's the Amazon.
Oh, I was pretty close, though.
You were close. It was overseas. Somewhere over there.
It's overseas.
There you go. John Party doing easy trivia.
What planet is known for its rings?
Saturn.
John Party's smart. New artist of the year.
I paid attention to kindergarten.
And here's Snickers bar. Bonk. Easy trivia, Luke Bryan.
Name the five oceans.
Indian, Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic.
Okay.
Did I get it?
You need one more. The Arctic is also known as the Southern now. They renamed it for some reason.
That and Mount McKinley.
Yep.
What was the other ocean?
Let me tell you, it's over here on the sheet. Oh, Arctic was right. Southern was the other one. I don't know what Southern
I've never
is.
Never heard of the Southern Ocean.
Neither had I.
Well, you can't ask the questions wrong. Easy music trivia, Cole Swindell.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Why would you ask me that? 1776?
Man, you got it right.
No, what is it really?
It is 1776.
He didn't believe it.
I don't know.
Hey.
Proud to be an American. Here we go.
Proud to be an American.
Bobby Bones Show.
You know how records are cool because we're like, nostalgia. Old people had records before us, you know?
Uh-huh.
That was like the way, like, yeah, me, mom, papa, go get the Beatles. And they tell stories about it. Well, now cassettes are making a comeback.
Oh, okay.
Great. I know. So it's starting to be us.
In a Walkman?
Yeah. Justin Bieber, Eminem, Metallica all are putting out tapes.
Oh, great.
Time marches on.
Wow.
I just got rid of so many tapes.
Yeah, like, how are we going to play it?
Same way. You get a new tape player, like we got new record players.
Yeah. Time marches on.
How about that?
So it's going to be, like, the cool thing to have, like, your cassette player out in your living room?
Maybe.
Like, yeah. Like it is your record player.
Time marches on. Here is...
Take me the long way around your town.
Brett Eldridge with Lunchbox. This is... CMA's tonight, so they're talking about some stuff.
School's out for winter. Yeah.
See? We're jamming.
I know that song. I know that song for once. I actually know that song. So what the heck was I going to ask you? I forgot what I was going to ask you. That was really good.
Why were we saying school's out for winter? It's not.
He was saying that his tour's over, so he has the winter off. So he was like, school's...
We didn't know that, though. Like, you didn't preface that at all. Like, we had no idea what
that was. Yeah, we were talking about it before the mics were on, and then we just started singing, and then that's when the mics were on. And, hey, my interviews, you don't know where they're going to start.
I see that.
How would you rate your year?
I would rate
2017, Brett Eldridge.
Strong. I'm going to give it a solid A-.
Okay.
You know, I feel really good about it. Released a new album, did really well. New song out there. I get to sing Christmas songs. I got to go on tour with Luke Bryan. It's good, man. Nothing bad happened.
And what about in the ladies' department? How was it? A good year?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a good year.
Good year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I feel good about it.
Yeah,
they're great.
Good. I'm just checking. You know, I just want to make sure you made time because you're busy all year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to make sure you still had time for the
go
ladies
on some dates and stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, Brett Eldridge.
There he is.
So it was a good year for the ladies.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Bob. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. You're Kentucky. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that my husband gave me a Christmas present last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was weird because it's a little early,
mm-hmm.
but guess what it was?
A new car.
No, it's better.
Oh, what?
Better.
What's that?
I'm coming to see you Saturday night in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. It's my very final stand-up show of my funny and alone comedy tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Winter is
so exciting. You're coming to Kentucky.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm going to Somerset, the first place I ever went whenever we had a listener who was like, I hate the show. And I was like, if you give us a week and you still hate it, I will drive up there and pay you $20. She listened all week, still hated it. I drove up there and gave her $20. So, but the show...
That's crazy.
The show sold out in like 5 minutes, so I can't wait. It's my very final one. And so, then we'll put out a little special after that. But yeah, I'm excited. So I'm glad you're coming.
I'm coming. Can I ask a question too?
Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care. Just, I mean, I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. So I got excited and I ordered you a gift. I hope it's here by Friday.
Me too.
But is there any? I know.
Because
it's almost so ridiculous. I think you're going to love it. Like, I think I nailed it. But do I get to meet you, give it to you? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, just hang around.
And you'll meet everybody?
Just hang around. I'm easy.
Okay.
I'm easy.
Okay.
And the only time I have ever not went out afterwards is if I'm sick. That's it.
And you are sick.
I am a little. Well, I mean, to be fair, right now, I'm
not
a
good,
little.
Not good.
Yeah, can you hear it right now? Can you hear it in me?
I just know because I've been listening that you're sick, but you sound a lot better.
Yeah, I'm getting a little better. I feel it in me still, but I only slept like 30 minutes last night. But yeah, I can't wait to see you. That's Saturday night. So, boom, flying off airplane. Got a 5-hour flight, land, then drive 3 hours right up to Kentucky.
Man.
Hey, can't stop, won't stop.
Day.
I can't. You don't want to go broke. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Davis. I like this guy. If he ever singles you up, he's opening for me in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm doing a stand-up show, and Jordan Davis is opening up, and this is... Amy talking to him.
So, attending the CMAs, going on the road with Bobby Bones, what are you most excited for?
I'll be honest with you, I think me and Bobby are going to have a pretty good time.
Yes,
but,
am I right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the CMAs are going to be amazing.
Yeah,
obviously.
They're going to be great. You know, yeah. I love, you know, just the whole week in general, to get around, celebrate music, see a bunch of buddies, and see you guys. It's,
I know,
it's just a good
like,
week to get everybody together.
Yeah. If he ever it's a jam, too, the song is. If he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm going to be the first one calling him crazy. Why Lunchbox was insulted coming up in a minute. Amy's 30-second skinny coming up in a minute. And Garth Brooks. Oh!
Yeah.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton has come out with his own clothing line called BS by Blake Shelton. It's got plaid flannels, vests, all-weather jackets. Blake said he created the collection out of inspiration from his own closet.
You know, he's lucky his name's Blake Shelton. He gets to use BS all the time. I wish my name were like Frank Ulcer.
Oh, or Andy Font.
Mm.
Oh, people don't use that one?
Not really.
The young kids do.
Never mind. What else you got?
Well, BS by Blake Shelton is available at Macy's in case you want to check it out. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have added at least 25 more shows to their Soul to Soul tour.
They must be just banking.
Yeah. Straight cash. Homie. These are all next year. They start around May in Virginia. You can hit up soultosoultour.com for details if you want to see them. It's pretty amazing. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Lunchbox says he never gets offended online. He's like, just ignore the comments. Except yesterday he got offended. So he was standing next to, and they're just like this new breed of country singers. They're all large.
Huh.
Tall. So people online started calling him like Tiny Man, Tiny Tim.
Dang.
Lunchbox guy's feelings hurt.
Look, I am not a small dude. These guys are just huge. I'm standing next to the tallest people on the planet, and everybody kept going, how small is Lunchbox? Look at that small man. Oh, miniature Lunchbox. Look, guys, I'm not that short, and I don't need you guys going online and bashing me for my height.
Hey, thick skin, baby. Then what you tell us?
Hey, I'm 5'11". I'm not 4'2". Okay, like, these guys are just extra tall.
They are big dudes.
Brett Eldridge, Brett Young, John Party, they're all just super tall. Luke Bryan, they're all tall. Mm-hmm.
They're true. Massive
I will
dudes.
Say you did look, in some of the pictures, I don't know if it's like the angle, but you did look smaller.
Well, also, he has a baby face when he shaves it.
It's true.
So he's like 4'8" with a baby face, you know what I mean? Well, I'm sorry that hurt your feelings. I hate to see your feelings over there, buddy. Cam was out. She was doing tongue twisters yesterday. Here's Cam as we were out promoting the CMAs during interviews.
How many yaks could a yak pack pack if a yak pack could pack yaks?
Nailed it. I think Cam is ready.
Yep.
And then also this one about doctors. Good luck.
When a doctor's doctor's a doctor, does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as the doctor being doctored wants to be doctored, or does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as he wants?
Okay, I can't even take that one. That one, just eliminate that one from audio. Basically, say the word doctor 13 times in a row. You win.
Still would have messed it up. She did good. We were warming her up for the red carpet because she's working it tonight.
Yeah. Do you know who did that last year?
Who?
Me and Brett Young. And so we've actually graduated to the main stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so it's kind of, because I did the main hosting and I would throw to Brett Young.
Mm-hmm.
And now Brett Young and I are actually presenting together tonight.
Wow. I had not thought about that. Good point.
It's like next year, Brett Young and I will probably be hosting it.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I'll be in like, to have like 12 dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
he'll be playing. Yeah. He'll be playing the songs. Do you see the guy that was on Price is Right? And they're like, hey, take the car. Go for the car. And he was like, nah, I just take the $1,500. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He passed up a car?
Yeah, during an episode of The Price is Right, this guy Kevin decided to keep $1,500 instead of going for the car. And Drew Carey kept going, no, you should go for it. Like, you have nothing to lose almost. Here.
You have $1,500 cash. You can keep that or go for another roll. Try to get the five cars. Then roll that one. I'll take the $1,500 cash, Drew. You don't want to roll that one to try to win the car? No, I'll take the $1,500. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
But all you get two more rolls.
Like, he can just roll and he's done. He didn't even have to go anymore. He loses nothing.
Wow.
He can just roll for free. He's like, nah, I'm good.
You got two more chances to get that to turn that $1,500 into a car. I want the $1,500. Okay, I just want to let you know that. It's like free.
He has nothing to lose.
You can roll this and no penalty. You might get only $500 or $1,000, but you might win a car.
Oh, no. $1,500 and he's fine.
He's going to take the $1,500, folks. I'm not going to talk him out of it.
They're booing him?
Wow.
Listen, don't be a hater. He just got $1,500. My favorite thing about Price is Right is when people like faint when they're like, a new car. That doesn't mean they won the car. It's like you walk into this Christmas tree and it's like, there's a wrapped gift. And you're like, oh, and you collapse and then you open it. It could be underwear.
Oh.
But they always go, I was watching. I was at the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Have these throat issues. And it's funny. I was watching it and they were like, and now you can win a new car. And she like falls on her knees. She didn't win the car. Matter of fact, I don't think she won the car.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
And I'm always like, why are you getting so excited? I'll be like, a new car. Ooh, I got to focus. Instead, they like go, it's like those old religious shows where they touch their forehead and they'd fall
down.
Yes. That's a new car. Forehead touch. Boom.
They are a little dramatic on that show.
Price is Right?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's a good. I like the show, though. Drew Carey looks like he's old, though, now.
Oh, really?
Because
really?
He lost the big, thick glasses. He wears, like, old man glasses now.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And so he is older, but with the glasses, it does give you some sort of, makes you look a little younger.
Yeah.
Like, I wear big, thick black glasses. I'm 73. People have me.
It's amazing.
They have no clue.
They have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Amy and Garth Brooks coming up in the next 10 minutes. And by the way, I don't like to bring up, and I always get annoyed when I listen to radio shows and people are like, oh, I'm sick. I'm really not sick. My voice is a little burnt because of the medicine I was taking, and I didn't sleep but like 30 minutes last night. But I feel like I'm pretty good right now. Like, tell me, I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, you seem like,
I want listeners to know I'm cognizant of the fact that my voice is a little bit burnt,
mm-hmm.
but I'm here, baby.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, baby.
So that's all. I get it. I'm not going to bring it up anymore, but I know. I'm going to do my best, and we're going to have a good show, okay?
I feel it.
I'm on pain med. I'm not pain, but whatever the meds are.
Yeah.
So there's no telling where this thing goes today. All right.
All right. Cool. We're with you.
Cool.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens. Parents and grandparents must step in and help them through this huge life change. Tensions mount as everyone has conflicting ideas for what's best for the young parents and their baby. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
The brand new Keith Urban song comes up in about 1 minute after The Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the turkey say to the computer?
What did the turkey say to the computer?
Google, Google, Google. No?
Like gobble, gobble, gobble?
Yeah, 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 but it's the computer, so Google. Yeah, it's good. You know it.
Keith's up for Artist of the Year tonight. Entertainer of the Year, that is.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks is up for Entertainer of the Year tonight. Oh, man, it's a tough one. Like, love Keith. Garth's my all-time favorite. 'Cause I got friends in low places where... Amy was talking to Garth yesterday.
This is going to be a blast.
Ask me how I know that.
Ask you to know. Another shameless plug. I love it.
Yeah, I read about it.
That's good.
Plus, you're going to be coming on the Bobby Bones show this week to, I don't know, you're going to talk to us. So I'm excited about that. You know, we love having Garth on.
You guys are so sweet. You remember my name. Everything is fabulous.
Oh, stop.
It's great.
I mean, honestly, Garth, do you have people that don't remember your name?
Well, I'm called Mr. Yearwood on the farm, just so you'll know.
Yeah. So what are you most excited for? Probably winning Entertainer of the Year again?
You know, okay, you ready for this? Ready for confession time?
Yes, we love confessions.
The 50th, I was so relaxed because I knew we wouldn't win. They called your name.
I know.
And now I'm nervous for this one.
Yeah. And what else? Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you, since you're the reigning Entertainer of the Year.
People have been calling me the defending champion today, actually.
But let's just scratch that whole award and give it to the best smelling artist. Do you know who it would be out of all of y'all?
No.
Who smells? You don't know that list. You don't know who smells the best?
No, I don't smell guys. I'm sorry.
Keith Urban.
He does?
Yes.
I'll have to smell him next time.
Oh, when he walks into a room, you know he's entered. Because
really? That must be what it is. I just thought he was a great guitar player, but something happens to me, too. When he walks in the room, I'm like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, you're like, yes, it's Keith. He has a smell about
him. I've never
been
more uncomfortable about talking about anything than that right there.
Okay, trust me. When you see him
okay,
at the CMAs,
I'll have to smell him.
Smell him. Just, you know, just walk by him and casually give the old.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming by and talking with us. And obviously, we're going to talk to you on Thursday, too. So.
Thank you. This whole interview has just went to I love it.
Wait, what?
Garth's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Garth's awesome. I just Garth's awesome.
He's totally awesome.
And Keith smells awesome. That's true, too.
All true.
At the CMT Awards, Keith walked by Amy and my table. And it was probably 7 feet away. And he was like, hey, Bobby. He walked right by. And he left this trail of just... amazement in my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Amazement crawled up my nose. And I was like, I don't even know. And I was watching all the girls watch Keith Urban. And they're all just like, every one of them, I watched their mouths. They were like, I will leave my husband for him. They all said that at the same time. It was crazy. So quick backstory. Amy and I have been together for 12 years, 13 years.
12.
Yeah.
Ish.
And so the last pretty much five of that, Amy's been in the adoption process. I mean, her and her husband tried to have kids unsuccessfully, tried to adopt domestically, and they kept moving because of his Air Force job. And so they had to restart every time. And she went on a mission trip to Haiti and a woman's conference, and she met these kids, and she was like, I'm going to adopt these kids. And it's been almost 5 years. And yesterday was a big day because it was paperwork day. What exactly was happening yesterday? Like, break it down for us in layman's terms. Like, yesterday the day was to do what?
Okay, well, you won't understand what these words mean, but I'll tell it to you. Our paperwork has been in Parquet, which is a stage in the process. It was supposed to exit Parquet yesterday and move to Minister of Interior.
Okay, that was yesterday. Boom, boom.
Sounds cool.
Yep, yep. And by the way, Kristen from Georgia is on the phone. You're wondering about this too, right?
Absolutely.
Because yesterday's a big day. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So Kristen's here. Kristen, what do you want to know?
I was curious, like everybody else, of exactly what happened, if they're going to be able to get here before Christmas, and any other details you got.
Okay. And we need details. So it happened yesterday?
Okay. So I thought I would hear yesterday, like, hey, what up? Your paperwork's now in MOI. Well, evidently, whoever was supposed to be working yesterday at Parquet, like, wasn't at work. At least that's the text message I received. But he should be there today. He or she, I don't really know.
So it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, it could still happen like today or tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So then.
Amy, I'm just going to speak honestly from my heart. I'm a single guy. I got no kids. I got no debt. I got a good job. Can I just pay somebody off?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Like I'll be happy to do it.
I just need everybody that works at Ministry of Interior or whatever show up for work today, if you're listening.
But nothing happened yesterday.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it could still happen today.
Here's a 50. Tell them to get those kids here. So, the truth is that my ex-girlfriend and I are really good friends. She's probably still my best friend. Like, her and Amy, just like, it's weird. I know we broke up, but she tweeted yesterday, I thought I ordered a black Uber, like a nice Uber Select, to get to this award show, and instead I got a white minivan. So she tweeted that. Thought I ordered an Uber Black and accidentally ordered a white minivan. So I said, oh, kind of like your last relationship.
Oh.
Where she thought she was
she thought she was getting something really awesome, and then
she got a white minivan.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Some listeners were like just chopping me down.
Saying what?
Yeah. Oh, it's so insensitive. But really, I just did that because, like, we're not in a good place because there's pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's no animal, none.
Yeah.
Like, there's
and
nothing.
And that was an insult to you. Yes, I was not making fun of myself.
Yeah, she was like, thought I ordered an Uber Black because she was going to an award show and she wanted to go in a fancy car. Instead, she got a white minivan. So I put, sounds like your last relationship. I was getting crushed.
I think it's a good joke.
I thought it was great. I read it last night on the couch. I read it 3 times and I laughed so much and I was like, I bet people are mad at him.
They were. I was getting nailed, man. But that's okay. I hope to be the villain in this. If people want to villainize somebody, they should villainize me. They should. Just because I hate,
Yeah, you take it.
I take it. I always take it. Here's a little Lindsay L here. This is called Criminal. Download this song. Lindsay L Criminal. Check it out.
I don't want to close my eyes. Why pretend I'm gonna sleep, but I know damn well I'm gonna keep laying you wide awake, waiting for the breath you take to come back. I can't relax. I'm a tiger pacing my cage, cocked like a 12-gauge, feeling like a teenage crush. You're the rush. You're the habit I can never get enough of. Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like I don't care to stop life. Looking at the cops, I got nothing to lose. Yeah, boy, got me burning like a match. They take me to the edge and one step faster. It ain't right, it ain't typical. Oh, what you do to me is criminal. Yeah, what you do to me is criminal. Yeah, what you do to me is criminal. What you do to me is criminal.
There you go, Lindsay L. Criminal. Download that one. Support a strong female artist is what I say. Fantastic one. Yeah. You know what kind of my rules are? I will stream, because I have iHeart All Access. I'll stream if I'm kind of into something. But if I want to show the artist appreciation, I'll download it. So I stream 90% of stuff. And then the ones I really like, I download.
Because
I feel like I kind of owe it. Because I'm going to listen to it over and over again. And I like the artist to make a little bit of money. That's
for
my
sure.
thing. Some people don't. I mean, it's always up to you guys.
Right.
But also, we'll pay for Amy's kids to come over here, and she won't have any of that either.
No, because it's not the way things... We're going to be law-abiding citizens.
I'm known as a bad boy. Brad Paisley talks about the CMAs tonight.
What's fun about this is the familiarity and the sort of template that we have, where we know who we are, and so do you, in the sense that we get to go out there with some expectation. And I think that can be your friend as somebody trying to have some comedy and some timing. You're expecting something from us, and I like that. I like that we go out there. We can now make fun of ourselves, and you know the context of it, and that's, to some degree, a large part of what we do.
I'm looking forward to tonight. Amy and I are sitting in the second row. It's unbelievable how good our... Like, I posted on my Instagram, you go look at Mr. Bobby Bones. We're literally in the second row behind Tim and Faith. Did they mean to put Bobby Jones up there?
Put
the wrong person up there? We're in the second row. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. KC in Forest City, Arkansas.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's happening? I know where you live.
You do? Yeah, you passed it on the interstate, huh?
Yeah, sure do. I'm from Arkansas. We know everybody. I used to play ball all around that state. By the way, hey, wait, so Mountain Pines playing in the my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Population 700. We had to quit football last year because we didn't have enough players, and we're in the playoffs this year. And are we playing you guys?
Yes, actually, I live in Forest City, but my kids all go to school. It's called Palestine Wheatley,
yeah.
which is about 10 miles up the road. So that's where you are coming to play, and we're so excited. My husband was so excited to tell me because he knew I knew that was where you were from, and he told me, and I was geeking out. So.
You guys any good?
We're 8-2 this year.
I don't care about that. You any good? Huh?
Yes, we're good.
Huh?
Got some major receivers.
Huh?
Massive D line.
Make a little bet here.
Oh no, I don't make those bets. I know how Lunchbox gets hit all the time on you. No way.
He does hit on me a lot. Now, I will not be there. Sadly, I would love to be there, but I have a stand-up comedy show in Kentucky.
Right.
But hopefully, we beat the crap out of you. Just
thanks for that.
But listen, we're the true underdogs. We didn't have a team last year.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Just thank you for calling, but I hope you lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All thanks for that.
Hey, wait. You. Don't hang up. What are you doing right now?
I'm about to go to work.
You want to play Is It Fake News?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's play. You're on the phone. I like you. Let's play Is It Fake News.
Sure.
So Lunchbox will read a story and you have to decide if it's fake news. Everybody ready to play?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Is it fake news?
A mom is missing her... I messed up.
Okay.
I was on a bonehead for tomorrow. Sorry. All right. hold on.
So it would have been real.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay. Hey, mom is.
You should have just went with it.
Just make something up. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Casey, we lost him. He was not prepared. He's still not prepared. All right, Casey.
Her laugh just now.
Hey, by the way, have you heard I'm in the Hot Radio Hall of Fame? It's because shows like this. It's real. I'm really.
Is that fake news?
Yeah, I know, right? All right, Casey, I hope you lose. Thank you for calling, though. Bye.
I appreciate you. Bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.
I love her laugh. Like her.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's like,
Way to let her down. So finally, a listener gets to play. And I thought you're always supposed to have one of those ready.
I know. I was.
Go ahead.
I messed up. What can I say? You know what? I mean, I messed up for the first time in my life, the first time on the show.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, I can feel you again. You did talk to Little Big Town yesterday. I'd like to hear this.
I can tell you're still married because you look good.
Hey, Kimberly, comment on your clothes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, she basically said you used to look like crap.
No, you do when your wife doesn't dress you. You will admit that, though.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What does that
you look
mean?
Well
you
kept.
You are nice and dressed nicely.
See?
Remember when you used to not dress quite as nice?
Remember when you used to wear sweatpants and dress shoes?
So you're saying before I was married I looked like crap.
No. I didn't say that. You just look a little bit different.
Say, hey, so.
It's a good thing.
Okay, so
she's saying, marriage looks good on you.
Yeah, it looks
buddy.
Good on you. Yeah. Guess what? I'm wearing tomorrow to sound check.
Tell me. Wait, to sound check, you wear something special to sound check?
You planned your sound check outfit?
Yeah.
I did, and you know what it is?
What?
Tell
me. It's a nod to the Raging Idiots.
Oh, I saw this piece.
She's nodding to our band. What would it be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a hat?
Oh, a tracksuit.
Oh, maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Well, that makes
I'm
sense.
Just saying.
I know what you're talking about.
I see you, Raging Idiots, and I... raise you.
But what good does it do to soundcheck? Because we can't see it at soundcheck. So how are we going to know?
Oh, there'll be. She's going to post a picture.
I'll post a picture and tag
the
y'all.
Instas, baby.
Whatever you're doing, I hope you win every award. I voted for you. I love you guys, and I'm
lunch and you're looking sharper very sharp than ever, man.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp dress man.
Look at those guys. They are really the nicest people. Yeah. Like all that, you know. Da da da! Is that real or not? It's all real, and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. She's got to be wearing the tracksuit, right?
Totally. Has to be.
Yeah, Karen Fairchild, everybody. Let's watch her Instagram later today. If she asks for Raging Idiots, she can have it.
There she goes.
Here we go. This is Namaste from the Raging Idiots. Download this jam right here. This is us bringing the heat.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, wear my khakis. I'm running late.
So, a woman and her husband are on this flight together. They're flying across the country. He's asleep. And, you know, husband and wife, you can do whatever you want to each other, I guess. Like, grab your phone, grab their... She takes his thumb and puts it on his phone and opens up his phone. You know,
while he's sleeping on the plane.
Right.
Okay.
So, then she gets in his text and realizes he's cheating on her.
Uh-oh.
And then she starts screaming, and they have to land the plane. Like, they have to divert the plane because she goes absolutely bonkers.
Wow.
So...
Oh, my gosh.
There are just many layers to this. Is it okay for her to take his thumb and get into the phone, first of all?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
What?
You say it's fine?
Of course.
Oh.
You should have trust.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't do that.
And then if you don't trust, get the other person's finger and open their phone.
Mm. Right. Which level of trust is it? Is it if you've got trust, you don't do the thumb thing out of respect? Or if you've got trust, you do the thumb thing because you trust each other, so you should just be able to use the thumb for whatever.
All I'm knowing is if you ain't trusting somebody if you're thumbing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no big pile of trust there if you're putting the old thumb on them.
So what do you think?
I don't think you do that. I think you have to say, hey, I'd like to see in your phone. I don't trust you.
Dang.
But she got him, and she threw a fit. They had to land the plane.
And
I'd
what
be
if
so
you're
ticked
on that
if
flight?
I was.
Yes,
oh,
you're
I'd
just trying
so
to get somewhere, and she's screaming.
They have an app now that tells you if the McDonald's ice cream machine is working or not.
Is it common that it's broke?
I think broken? It's more common than we want because everybody loves it. People just go, and get, you know. I'm going to tell you, whenever I'm not fully well, I eat like, I don't eat good. I'm like, I don't feel good, so I might as well just put things in my body that make me feel good temporarily.
Yeah, you like popsicles.
I went to Sonic and I double fisted some ice creams.
Oh boy.
And I went to Sonic and I got two ice cream cones and a cherry limeade. And those ice creams, they're 99 cents, something like that. And it may be the best 99 cents you can spend. I was thinking of things you can buy for 99 cents, and I don't think anything beats a Sonic straight up vanilla ice cream cone.
I'm with you.
It was so much money in the bank. So that was the McDonald's one, but I was just thinking because I went to the drive-thru and was like, I'll take it. And they have the card swiper, which I feel bad for because they don't give you a tip line on the credit card swiper.
It's true.
They should. They absolutely should.
That's Sonic. Yeah.
Yeah. They should because I didn't have any cash. I don't carry cash on me. And so there I was. And then the girl knew since that's why my credit card probably going to tip her. So she even like hang around for me to be like, I'll come. Because I've come back before. I've went back home and got tip money. But I didn't even know who she was because she was like, here's your drink. And she ran away. I was like, no, I want to tip you lots.
Yeah, they're used to people just going, oh, well.
Yeah, I know. What would be the worst spoiler for you if someone said, I'm going to spoil this TV show of all the shows, Amy? Someone said, I'm giving you the ending, too bad.
Right now, Walking Dead.
Yeah. So a Michigan police department, they're telling all these people they're arresting at the football games, if you get arrested and we have to put you in, we're ending spoiling Stranger Things 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they put up things all in the jail cell about the endings, and they're like, don't go, because you'll see what happens.
That's so funny.
So I watch you. If you go to my Insta story, like follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, but my Insta story, you'll see me at like 1 o'clock this morning watching Stranger Things because I just couldn't sleep. I'm 4 all the way through.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just not there
yet. Nothing yet?
I'm going to watch it all because I have to.
Yeah.
And I'm not being Mr. Cool Guy because I want to love it.
There's just that first episode that gets you thinking, and it never goes back to visit what happened. And I'm like, I want to get to that point. That's what makes me want to watch.
I want to see about the girl in the first episode.
That's what I'm talking
like
about.
Blowing up the...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So that's the first episode.
That's the only reason I'm watching still.
Yeah. So anyway, there was that.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your old stepdad's on there. Arkansas Keith. Hey, buddy.
Hey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I was doing the radio show. Thought we'd talk Mountain Pine football because
Mountain Pine, and
we're in the playoffs. Like my high school couldn't even put a team together last year. We didn't have enough players, and so this year we're in the playoffs. And you're going to go to Palestine, right?
Well, I'm not making that journey.
Oh, you're not going to the game?
But I tell you what, I talked to Coach Lee Shirsty, and he thinks we're going to take those guys out, and then we're going to play Hector.
Well, one at a time, my friend. One at a time.
Yeah. I'm just looking where it's at, you know, and I'm saying we're going to Hector to play Hector, and I'll be there at Hector for sure.
But so, what are you hunting this morning or no?
No, I'm not hunting.
What are you doing this morning?
Taking care of a little bit just this morning. I got Mom up to the doctor for her checkup and those kind of things, and just taking care of business because Saturday morning is deer season. You know how that is around here.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
It is a holiday.
So, are you going to watch the CMA Awards tonight?
Pardon me?
The CMA Awards. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, I'm watching tonight. You're going to be on it, right?
I am going to be on it. Yeah, I always wonder if, like, you pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, I'll probably be watching it tonight.
Okay, I'll be...
I'm saying Keith Urban is the man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious to know, like, who do you like? Because you listen to the show, but obviously, like, my stepdad, because I guess we started 13 or so, and we really started, like, hanging out a lot. Like, and it was classic rock. He...
is the reason that I know everything about the 60s and 70s. Like,
Top, man.
Everything. Like, this is, he's the reason. But I wonder if when you listen to the show now, like, who are the artists that you like? You're 60 now, right?
61.
Yeah, who do you like whenever you hear the show, like, that comes on?
Luke Bryan and, I don't know, you know those chicks that sing the song, I Got a Girl Crush? You know, you never know what's going to get me. Anymore.
Little Big Town.
Yeah, I was just all over that, you know, and I thought, that's crazy, but I loved it, you know, and yeah, I think Keith Urban, I like him, you know, because he's a good guitarist and a good guy, too, you know. Yeah. So, well, yeah, I would say he's my favorite, probably.
Keith Urban
and
is?
He's got my name, too.
That's true.
That's true. All right, well, go Mountain Pine, right?
Hey, go Devils all the way.
And, yeah, that's cool. Well, good. I hope we win. He texts me after the game and lets me know. Hey, the kid, remember the kid, the story of the kid who didn't live in the city but played from it? He lived actually across the street from the line of the school.
He lived right on the opposite side, on the Lake Hamilton side.
Literally across the street from the school line.
From the school line, and he actually married his girlfriend. And they live with the Daniels now. I mean, with not the Daniels, I'm sorry, the Walkers. They live with the Walkers.
So he didn't even move, like, across the new town. They lived across the street. Isn't that crazy?
You remember Derek Walker, don't you?
Yeah. I remember everybody.
Yeah. Well, he married Derek Walker's daughter.
Okay, I got like 40 kids. Wait, what do you want from me? I know everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, you know, that's been all the hype, and I wish people could just say, hey, Mountain Pine didn't have a football team last year, and now look what they've done, you know, but all the hype is about thinking we're illegal, but he's not an illegal player. He can play, you know. Triple A said, you can play, man, and he's playing.
There he is, Arkansas Keith. I guess I'll talk to you soon. Talk to you at least Saturday. Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. All right, there's that. Excuse me. Up late. Yeah, I had a little thing, and it's clearing out for the most part. Let me drink water real quick. Sorry.
That's Bobby's drink water song.
Yeah. Just I've had like this thing. So last night, I was talking to Amy, and man, sorry. I hold on. Give me some.
Now that he's going to drink tea.
Oh, man. I saw like 30 minutes, though. So last night, Amy and I were talking. And it hasn't been a very good last few months for me, but it's been worse for other people. But it hasn't been a very good last few months for me. But the Las Vegas stuff still shakes me. Like, I'm still not over it. Like, and I've been going to therapy. I have some real, real, real internal problems with that. And so that, and my dog's dying, and that I have my dog 14 years, longest relationship I've ever had in my life with anything, any living creature. My dog's dying. It's terminally ill. I had a breakup with my girlfriend, which is awful. It stinks. And she's awesome. And she's the best. And for reasons that shouldn't have happened. And I had hinted to Amy there was something else that was going on that I wasn't going to say yet. And finally, I wrote about it and I sent it to Amy last night. And you can't say what it is.
Okay. Oh.
But were you shocked?
Yeah. I really was. Like, I mean.
So then she FaceTimes me.
Totally.
And we start talking, and Amy's in like full zit cream, and I'm like sick. And we probably talked for like an hour, and it was just like ball fest, like woo. But how did you know I was really crying? Because I kept trying to play it off.
Okay, so yes, he kept taking his glasses off and wiping his eyes. I was just like, is he crying? Because Bobby's not one to really want to show that. And he had just gotten a spray tan, and I guess he got his face sprayed. And I,
oh, great. Like,
this is where, you know, I want to find laughter in our moment, because it really was like, I didn't want to point it out to you at the time because we were just like in a moment. But I legit, how I found out you were crying the first time was the tears were rolling down your face, and it would like be like a white streak where the bronzer would like go
great.
Away. So we had like these, like a tan face, but then where the tears were going, it was like pale skin.
Interesting. Well, we talked for about an hour last night, and I'm happy you're my friend.
Yeah, same here. Okay, so many things about it, but for one, yes, I was shocked, but I'm happy you're...
I sent her the first chapter of my book, where I wrote something that was really, really something.
It's all on there.
It will be.
Wow.
But I've been writing it, and I was like, I have to write it. I have to write this.
If, like, the paragraph before he even got to it, the thought popped in my mind, what? Like, is this about to happen? But anyway, I'm glad you're talking to someone, like a therapist that knows. Because like I feel like when I'm talking to you, I don't really even know what to say. Like I can't relate to a lot of those things that you're going through right now. So I'm thankful you have someone that can help guide you. Plus, you're so different. You're way more different than me in how you handle things and your whole method of locking things in a box and never dealing with them and not wanting to be...
It was a whole boohoo fest though last night.
Hey, like, man. Not wanting to be vulnerable. And I liked that you were able to be that last night.
I didn't mean
night.
To. I'm trying to be.
I know.
Trying to play. I'd be Johnny Cool Guy. I was like,
but it
helps. Time to take my glasses off and just wipe my eyes. I didn't realize that my makeup was coming off.
So now he's making some of the jokes. But it does help us, and even sharing now, like with the room and the guys and the listeners, help us better understand exactly where you are. And it's a painful place. And I hate that you continuously feel like you have to say, I know other people are going through more difficult things, because it doesn't matter. It's all relative to what you have going on. Like, you happen to be dealing with a lot right now, and that's okay. It doesn't matter what if other people have it worse or better or whatever. It's okay to try to work on what's going on with you.
Yeah, not the best time personally. Mm-mm. But as I always say, weaker people have gone through much harder things, and... that'd be me. Next thing you know, I'm faking it even better. You won't even know.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty... Amy's in full zit cream. Like, zit spots all over her face. Just
bawling. Well, yeah, because CMA's for tonight, you know? I try to, like, guess where a pimple might pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I ended up with dots. I was like, ooh, looks like one might come right there. I better go ahead and zap it.
Well, I would just say I'm very happy that you're my friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
I appreciate
Mutual.
That. Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Same.
Anybody want to cry with me tonight?
Well, whenever you're ready to share it with me, man, I'll cry with you.
I FaceTimed Eddie, and he's like, oh, it's a car dealership. It's about something else. They don't know what I wrote in the book.
I have no idea.
Yeah. No clue.
Okay. When are you going to share with
me? No, them? Only when the book comes out.
What?
I can't talk.
Is there anything I can relate with you, like, with this? Like, is there anything I've gone through in my life that I can relate
I don't know
with?
What you've gone through in your life.
That's not true. You know everything about me. You know everything about me.
I'm good.
Right now, y'all, I think the most important thing, or my main concern, is you and your dog. Like, there's other things for sure, but
it took him to get blood work yesterday. He's down like 2.5 pounds. He's a small dog anyway. Ugh. I'm watching him just kind of melt away. It sucks.
Wow.
It sucks. Yeah. Okay, we'll do something stupid next. Right. Coming up. The Bobby Bones Show. Restaurant. It's a nude restaurant. Last thing I want to do is eat naked. Yeah. I don't even want to eat naked in my house.
Like, right when you get there, you're supposed to just, you know how there's like a coat check? I guess they got like a clothes check, and you take off all your clothes.
And I'm fine. You want to wear no clothes. I don't want to eat naked. Not even in front of people, even alone. I don't want to have breadcrumbs in my pee-pee, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
that'll be good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I don't even eat in my bed, really.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, because mm-hmm.
So they've opened up this new restaurant. It's called Au Naturel.
Oh.
I wonder how long that'll last. Like, think about dropping a hot steak right in your stuff.
No.
Yeah. Hey, so Amy's husband got a compliment at the gym.
Yeah.
And what'd they say to him?
A guy came up to him and asked him about his bicep workout. He wanted to know all the details, like... I see what you're doing. Can you show me exactly what you do? And I guess my husband said that is the ultimate compliment. Like, he was so pumped to tell me about this. Like, I was thinking, that's interesting.
That's
the ultimate compliment, because he does work on his biceps. And I think he really liked the fact that a stranger, a guy at the gym, came up to him and wanted to know his routine.
What would be the ultimate compliment for you guys? It doesn't be physical. It could be anything at all. Like, if someone comes up and says something to you.
Yeah.
What's the ultimate compliment? Lunchbox?
You look like a stud.
Has that ever been said to you?
Yeah. I think it's pretty nice when people, like, just talk about how hot I am.
Okay. Eddie?
You are so smart.
Our producer. Oh, you want?
I want them to say, like, you are so smart. Like, you impress me with the things that you say.
I got the ultimate compliment yesterday.
What was it?
Well, and it wasn't, they were quoting things I'd said on the show. Listen, I was on drugs yesterday, a bunch. And.
Great.
When did I say the words? Punch you in the pecker.
Punch you in the
pecker. We're playing a game, and I was like, is that game called Punch You in the Pecker?
Hmm.
I don't know. People were quoting funny things, the same. It was a whole text out of funny things I said. I was like, this is a good. This is.
So the ultimate compliment for you is when someone says you're funny.
Yeah, and quotes me, because I don't remember saying this stuff. And I was like, hey, that is funny. Who said that? Like, you did. And I was like, oh, I was on tons of cold medicine. And so another one was bras for Meemaw.
I was playing. What game? What was that song?
Gosh, I don't remember any of these.
Don't
ask
me questions.
I think
we're
all on drugs.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I took that Sudafed D, which is like the kind you can't get unless you're trying to make meth. Woo!
Yeah, you like have to show your ID to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So it's powerful or what?
Well, I tried to make meth. It didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
No, you didn't.
I put it on Breaking Bad. I was like, well, when in Rome, tried to cook it up.
Boy.
Didn't work. So apparently, I'm supposed to take it at night, really. You're supposed to take it every 12 hours, but I took it and it just kept me up all night.
Oh, no.
Tried to watch Stranger Things. Still not into it. Still not into it.
Give it a few more episodes.
I gave it a 4 already.
That's
maybe
a lot.
It's the drugs. Like.
The CMAs are tonight. I'll be there. I'll be presenting, which I'm very excited about.
And you're going to give a fist for the fans?
Yeah, I will. If you want to annoy people and you want to know too much about it, if you're watching tonight, and I encourage you to watch, Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood have hosted 10 times together, 10 years in a row. These are facts. You can be like,
oh, these are the know-it-alls.
Just be like, oh, by the way, they've been doing this 10 years. Okay?
Yeah, people like that.
So George Strait's won the most CMAs ever with 23.
Whoop.
Miranda Lambert's won the most for a female with 12. Here's the difference between Song of the Year and Single of the Year.
Ooh, explain
that. Oh,
yes,
please. I always struggle with this.
Song of the Year is a songwriter award. So it's who wrote the song.
Okay.
Like, I believe Lauren McKenna was one of the last 2 years, like Humble and Kind, Girl Crush.
Yeah, okay.
So she songwriter of the year. Single of the year is like the singer and the producer, like how they make it sound.
Got it.
Like the radio. Think of radio, single.
Ooh, that's smart.
Songwriter, single, radio. The youngest person to ever win Entertainer of the Year was Taylor Swift at 19.
Wow. Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah. Impressive.
She's amazing.
By the way, they leaked some of her list of her song titles. So she's like, screw it. She put it all out there. And the art. Do you see it?
Yeah, on her Instagram.
And then one of the songs has Ed Sheeran and Future on it.
Oh, cool.
It's, yeah. I don't like features, but whatever.
You don't?
Like Future or
no,
Feature?
That's what rappers do. I really don't care. But features, rappers would be like, oh, I did a whole record, no features, number one. Like, that means you didn't get made rap on there with you.
Yeah, I get
like,
that.
I don't think Cardi B had any features on her last record.
Oh.
Do you even know who that is?
Yeah, you've told me about her. Yeah. I know if you were to sing me some of her stuff.
I wouldn't because they're dirty. The CMAs have been held in Nashville every year except for 2005 when it was in New York.
All right.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened in 2005?
Okay, well, hopefully when you're given those fun facts, nobody asks you why.
Exactly.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I just read the fun facts. And I change the subject. They're like, why? Oh, my stomach hurts.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
Get out of here. Hey, it's our buddy Lauren. excuse me. It's our buddy Lauren Elena's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old is she?
Like
23.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with her?
So young.
Like,
it's not fair.
And so good.
So good.
Such a talent.
So good.
So good. So happy birthday, Lauren Elena. She's awesome. What else? Because it's just like, I have everybody talking to everybody. Here's Amy and Reba talking to each other. Which, I gotta be honest, Amy.
What?
It gets no cooler than Reba. Reba and Garth, like, you got the cool ones.
I was nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, because I had no idea I was gonna be talking to Reba or Garth, and then boom, they both came, and I just was like, okay, don't mess up, because that's typically what I do.
No, you don't. You're just human. But here's the thing. Reba and Garth and Dolly. Dolly's not in these clips, but I'm telling you.
So
there's
nice.
A reason why they're so monstrous. Not only are they super talented, they're just warm, and they make you feel like you're important.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Amy and Reba.
I feel like I saw you walk up, and like instantly in my head, and I'm sure people do this all the time, but for me, it's like throwback to where I'm like, I see you like walking in with your cowgirl boots and your power walk, and I'm like, and there's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Da, 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 da.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Da, da, da.
My sister and I used to jam to some Reba.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Yay.
Yes.
Fun songs.
Amy's doing an entire interview with Reba just singing Reba songs.
I don't know. I'm so dumb.
Okay.
Well, both of them have... Yeah, as a child, I don't think I understood the lyrics to either of them. But you know, when you grow up, you're like, huh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I just say with Fancy, it's a rags to riches. Kind of like Cinderella, but not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, Fancy's bad. Cinderella was a nice little fairy tale.
Yes, I get it.
Yeah, but it's true life.
It's, you know, yes.
She had to get a job.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, I don't know.
Got to do what you got to do? She was like a prostitute.
Terrible, a young one.
Stop. You can tell I'm just...
Amy's like, got to do what you got to do. I get it, Reba. Like, what are you...
Well, Reba's the one that said she needed a job, and I was like, okay, let's
take it one more.
I don't know.
Right.
Well, we are rooting for you.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet of you.
And for getting it right when you announce Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, don't mess that up.
say the wrong name.
Yeah, call out Vince Gill.
That would be bad.
That'd be fun.
He's not even nominated.
No, not, but so. It'd get everybody's attention.
That would.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Reba, thank you for coming
good
by.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Well, it's mostly Amy singing to Reba here.
So cute, so cute.
And when you get through with this jacket, I want it, all right?
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
I can't fit into it, but I'll love
you,
it.
What? Are you kidding? You could. Okay, I'm going to sit. Somebody. I'm just kidding. I don't have people. I was going to have them send you my jacket, but really, it'd just be me.
People.
I'll drop it off. Give me your address. Just kidding.
I'll find some people to get people.
There you go.
She didn't give me her address, by the way.
Oh.
That was my way to try to get it, but she didn't want to meet up.
How'd you feel about that, listening back?
Not good.
Oh.
I mean, you can tell with both Garth and Reba, I'm like talking 90 to nothing.
Not with everyone you interviewed, for
really?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like with them, I sped up even more.
Probably because you're nervous, because they're awesome. Because they're awesomest.
Yes, and it's not because they made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. I was just like,
they're the awesomest.
I don't even know what to say to you right now, but then also at the same time, like, you're so awesome and kind. Like, Reba was about to walk off. She's like, let's get a picture. Let's do Boomerang. I'm like, what? You're so busy. You don't have time. Like, some artists.
And then some of the artists that, like, have half a hit, they're like, I don't have time for you.
Yeah, it, like, right so when gone. The interview was done, they were like, peace.
It's
and
so,
I was like,
it's so weird.
And then Reba's like,
hey, what are you
hanging
mean?
Out?
Garth, like, seeing Amy in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, stop. It's, yeah. There's just a difference in really successful people. And the really big artists, 99% of them get them, like, 20, 30 minutes early. Like, I'm talking about super 30 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's a thing. Success is it's showing up and
being on time,
eyeball to eyeball, and yeah.
How do you feel about us representing you?
In which capacity?
Well, you know, you just played these clips the last 2 days, and you know, Lunchbox and I would like to know how you just asked me how I felt about it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about us?
I feel good. Oh, I feel so good.
Not, that's you sort of make. Are you deflecting?
Yeah. You guys did exactly what you do. I would never set you guys out and go, I'm needing something really. Like, you did a great job at doing you guys. But that's why the show works, because we're not radio people. I'm the only one that's the radio person, right? And I'm like, I don't even have a good voice. I talk too fast. But you guys did exactly what you're supposed to do. You went and you were humans.
Sing. Okay.
Sing to Reba. That's exactly what you're supposed to do, right? Yeah.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
I thought you guys did good. You want to hear something cool? It just humanizes, like, some of the things that we get to do.
Yeah.
So my friend Nicole Guyland wrote, one of the writers of Keith Urban's new song, and she sent me these on Insta Story. So I'm just gonna play them for you. Here you go. This is her.
I'm in a unicorn pajama. Now I'm shaking, and I'm gonna wreck my car. Oh my gosh.
She's like crying listening to the song. First time she, you know, she heard it on the radio.
That's cool.
You're just going to have to watch me listen right now. I'm dying. She's the queen of kings.
Crying listening to her song.
Wow.
That's so cool, man.
Like, it just is human.
Gosh, it's so
and
awesome.
We just go, what's a songwriter? And but yeah, she did a great Bobby cast too, but it's a jam, man. Made me wish I was a female. Wish I could menstruate.
No, you don't.
What? Huh? No, the song makes me want to, though.
No.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So what do you think is the one thing that would make people happier at work? I mean, you sort of
happier at
have
work.
Us that you need to keep happy. What do you think
yeah,
we need?
I would think with you guys that I wouldn't turn the air freezing every morning.
Oh,
for sure, instant happiness.
Okay, but not every office has to deal with that. I'm just saying as an overall thing for...
You're all different. It's y'all different personalities too, because with Amy, she needs to be told you're doing a good job.
Okay.
That's what Amy needs.
Yeah, what's that called? Like
affirmation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everybody's is different. Lunchbox just needs to be left alone.
Yep.
And
give him freedom.
Yeah, and Eddie's is kind of somewhere in the middle.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, just like
like whatever you want.
Every personality is different.
Okay, well, a survey was taken, so if you happen to be over some people and you want to know how you can make them better at their job, show them appreciation. Evidently, appreciation is key. When an employee feels appreciated, they have more satisfaction with their job, hands down.
Yeah, the problem is if you over-appreciate, it doesn't seem legitimate when you actually do appreciate. Meaning if every day I was like, fantastic job, then
well,
you...
Well, yeah, you don't have to do it every day.
Yeah, but still, it's just like... I can tell you this. If I walk out of the room and our boss, Rod, goes, hey, that's a good show today. And he doesn't do it the next day. I'm like, that show must have sucked. Like, I just want to know. But I'm very direct, and I don't need I don't need gloves.
You do.
Yeah. But
Bobby has special gloves.
I do.
For you.
Yes. What else you got?
Okay. If you want people to be drawn to you, I got five things that you need to work on. First of all, people are really attracted to kindness, then intelligence, sense of humor, being fun-loving, and having an upbeat personality.
I'm like 0 for 5.
Basically. You are not. You have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And you're kind. And you're intelligent. Yeah. Stop it right now.
Then 3 out of 5, dude.
Damn.
It's good.
What are the two I'm not, though?
Upbeat personality and fun loving. I mean, you're so. If there's a microphone, because that's where you really shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm searching for fake love. That's when I'm good. Yeah. What else you got?
Okay. So heads up, if you know that you're getting married sometime soon, this is the month. November is the time to buy a wedding dress. Brides to be can find dresses like 70% off in the month of November. And it made me think that back when I got married, I bought my dress in November and I did get tons of money off. I bought my dress. I think I got it for like 75% off. $199.
Wow. So what you're telling me is right now, if I wanted to save money, I buy a wedding dress and a bunch of Halloween stuff.
There you go.
Boom. Yeah. And next year I'm set.
You're set. I mean, even if you're not planning on getting married, go ahead and buy the dress.
That's not crazy.
If you found out a girl had done that. Okay. Dierks Bentley. He was ahead of the curve on this one because a lot of people are doing that whole dumb phone thing. Which is where you trade in your smartphone for a, quote, dumb phone, like a phone that doesn't have all the, you know, apps and different things. It's only a phone that, like, takes and receives calls, like a flip phone. You know, he does that to kind of disconnect.
Derek drives down with a rotary. I know him well enough. He has it hooked to the strip. But that was it. Back in the day, listen, for all you kids out there, and rotaries were even before us, but my grandma had one, so I used one all the time. Did you guys have a rotary ever?
Rotaries were cool.
Grandparents. Yep.
So you get started, and it's like 7, 6. 3. Oh, I did 2. Son of a gun. You got to start over.
You got to click it, hang it up.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Kids don't even know.
What was your point of your story?
Well, the point is that the whole dumb phone trend is really catching on, and more people are doing it.
Terrible trend. It's the only way I talk to people. You want to see me disappear? Give me a dumb phone. You'll never hear from me again.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but when do you ever give yourself a break from technology?
When do I need one?
He doesn't. When he sleeps.
Yeah. And even then, I'm like, what time is it? That it?
Yeah, that's it. Hit it.
Hit what?
The clip. Every time I say that.
Oh, then you need something to say. Then, like you say, that's my pile.
That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
You can make up whatever you want.
Ooh, say it's like, throw that in the pile.
All right, no, I'll
do that.
I have Amy with Little Big Town. No. I have Amy with Lady Antebellum.
Yes.
Are you singing again?
Probably. Probs. Sorry.
Okay.
So we're here with Lady Antebellum, which is awesome because at the CMAs, y'all are not only performing, but you're nominated as well. Yeah. So that's got to be pretty exciting. So let's right now, I want to take it. We're backstage. You're about to go on to perform. What do y'all do? Do y'all huddle up and like do do
we're
do re do?
We're doing push-ups together.
So what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I do kind of. We'll go in the bathroom and do like kind of a vocal warm up.
Good
we
acoustics.
Do. It's good.
In there.
It's good acoustics.
Give us an example of that. Like.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No, that really wouldn't warm us up. You would have to go a little higher than that.
We normally do. Well, you have a thing.
Yeah, we do. I do this. It annoys everybody, but like I run to you. I know if I can hit the falsetto. I run. I know my voice is ready.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Bye.
It's kind of a minor chord.
Oh, gosh. That's my favorite. They sounded good saying bye together like that.
Yeah, because they're an excellent singing group.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, fantastic at singing. Also, listen, I haven't had a voice. And Rascal Flatts, you want to make fun of me for going on vocal rest? You know what? You three, I'll see you in a back alley behind Waffle House. I'll take all three of you guys out. Secondly, Lady A, you want to make fun of me?
Bobby, you know, has gotten, you know, the show's become more popular and popular. He just feels like he can kind of just not show up to
things. He's on vocal rest.
Oh.
Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. Yeah,
I remember, you know, we never started taking vocal rest till like 5 or 6 years in, too, you know, once we felt like we were really kind of, you know.
You're picking a
getting
fight.
Popular.
I'll whoop your butt, too, Charles. You want some of this?
He's a big guy, man. Yeah.
I punch straight ahead. Punch him right in the belly button.
Right straight in the eye level?
Yeah. You want some of this? Boom, right in the belly button.
He's down.
Get... Whatever. Everybody can just hug. Whatever.
Hug a...
No.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Tonight, the big CMA Awards. It is the biggest night for country music on television. Hope everybody watches it. There he is right there. Come on in here. Look at this. Hey, Amy, are you familiar? Say whatever you want. Put those headphones on. Robert Deaton. Hey, Robert Deaton is here. Now, let me explain something about Robert Deaton. Amy, are you familiar with, like, the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like, my gosh. Is he in it?
Well, no, but here's what he is.
Okay.
He's, like, he controls every, he, like, controls all the things, and nobody, and he, like, is under the...
Under the radar?
Oh, completely. Robert Deaton walked down the street, you'd be like, oh, hello there, normal gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he'll buy and sell you, and then you'll,
and
next
you
thing
don't
you know,
know
you're in a William Michael Morgan video, and you got no choice.
Okay.
Is it, would you say that's true?
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah,
pretty much.
So Robert's much. Producing the CMA Awards tonight.
Yeah.
Are you nervous right now?
No, I don't get nervous till after.
But it's weird. Why after?
Because I'm so busy leading up. And then after it's over, I go, how did we pull that off? How did, you know, it's 1,000 people. It's, you know, 1,000 people working on it. It's so many moving parts. And then it's like, I'm not nervous during because I'm going all the time. I mean, we've been rehearsing. And, well, I started in August. But we started doing the set design in January. So it's like, I don't even like the weekends off. Because when the weekends are off, then I, with nothing to do, it's like I start getting a little nervous. Especially, I will tell that back, I get a little bit nervous when I see the promos on the air. It's like, all right, the promos are running on the network.
It's real.
It's real. We got to do this show. But as long as I'm staying busy, and then when it's over, and I start thinking, oh my goodness, because there's little things that I don't plan, you know, that just happened, you know, and it's like, oh, that was so great or perfect moment. And sometimes I think it's like, oh my gosh, what if that moment hadn't happened or whatever. So I get nervous a little bit after, but I'm very proud, you know.
So Robert Deaton's here. He's producing the CMAs. And for those that don't know what a producer is, he basically has control of every single thing that you see or hear. Like, you're the guy. If anything goes wrong or goes right, that's all on you.
That's correct. Yeah. From booking the show to the songs to what it looks like, set design, lighting design. I mean, I have my people who are the best in the world. But everything has to go through me.
I feel your pain.
And I'm
I feel your pain, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I have you this year.
You do. And we'll get to that in a
second. Which I'm glad.
Because I have a special request.
Okay.
But I'm saving that. Yeah, no, wait. I think it's a fair request I'm going to make. But it's a hold on. So it's at 8, 7 Central tonight. And I hope everybody watches. I want to know about this opening. This thing that you're... I don't know exactly what... I'm friends with a lot of these artists, so I don't know exactly what I can say. What can we say about the opening of the CMAs tonight?
Only that you don't want to miss it. It's going to be Keith Urban, Darius Rucker, Eric Church, Lady Antebellum, and 12 other artists that will all end up being on the stage at the same time.
Oh. So it's a big opening.
It's a big, big opening.
Have you guys rehearsed it?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Fascinating thing to me, too, is... Because I'm a fan of comedy and, you know, I do stand up and but the Brad and Carrie, they've been doing it now for, this is our 10th year?
This is our 10th year.
Wow.
Yeah, this is our 10th year.
What Robert told me was they will sit, and it's only like three of you, it's only like you, Brad, Carrie, and one other person in the room,
That's correct.
Writing all of it.
You're right, exactly. And Brad and Carrie are brilliant, you know, just brilliant. But yeah, and it's 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes of a monologue, so it's quite a bit of work.
That's a pretty long monologue.
It's pretty long. So the first year we did was like 3 minutes. I think they said one joke. It was like we were just glad someone didn't fall off stage. So
the great thing, though, is that the thing that they have is that they can play music.
Correct.
And that makes it – and I think you guys found your groove with the parodies. You know, and that does – it doesn't make it easier. It just gives you more avenues to go down.
I just feel like that it's a signature to us or a signature to Brad and Carrie, you know, to that brand. I mean, they represent – when they're together, it's a whole different thing. And it just represents us because nobody can do it. People can try to do it, but it's not gonna be the same as having Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley. That gives us a lane that nobody else has that I think is really great.
Robert Deaton's here. He's producing the CMAs. tonight. It's you've been doing it though for an extra year more. So you're 11 years in.
I'm 11 years. So the first year I came in, it was like it was kind of already middle of the year, so it was kind of. And I had been working on the show as a producer, and then they decided that I would be the executive producer. And then it was we didn't have a host that year, and I just felt like that was a mistake. It was like we need someone to help us take us through the night, and so I chose Brett and Carrie. But it wasn't looking at it now, it looks like a no-brainer, but back then it wasn't.
You know why I think it's not a no-brainer either? Because I know them both personally. And when you're not near a microphone, they're both very, very quiet people.
They are.
When you turn it on, boom!
Yes.
But you have to really know that that's their ability. Because, again, I've spent personal time with both of them, and they're very, very, very quiet and reserved. And, hey, I'm just going to take my spot in the back of the room. But then lights on, poof.
Yeah, they are. Both of them are. You know, and they're like, it's kind of like in the way Brad and Carrie will work. Well, you know, Brad's coming with 1,000 ideas a second. And he'll say this. And then all of a sudden, Carrie will just say that perfect thing or that perfect joke that takes it in a different. I mean, it's the absolute perfect thing, and it's just it works so well together. And here's the thing, you know this. You do stand up comedy. If you don't have trust in that other person, it's not going to work. And that's the thing. They totally trust each other on stage, and are that. And that's what makes it work. I mean, trust is the whole thing. And with us, with me, that they trust me. They trust David Wilde, our other writer. That's what makes it work.
You trust me tonight?
Of course. I trust you.
Here's the thing, bro.
You're my friend.
You're my friend, too. And I don't say that about a lot of people. I feel like we have a lot in common. But here's my only request. Oh, man, Robert. You're killing me. Can I say what I'm doing? Can I say who I'm up there with?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm up with Carly Kloss, beautiful model, right?
You'll take that.
Luke Combs can sing his brains out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brett Young, who's way too good looking, and
now I know exactly what he's.
I don't want to stand next. I don't want to stand next to Brett Young. That's my only request.
No problem.
Because I know I have a big part where I'm like, hey, and then I do it in the wind wrist. So I'm assuming I'm kind of in the middle because I'm opening the car. I'm just reading this thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we put the two hot people on the outside?
Sure, absolutely.
The two normal people like Luke Combs and I in the middle.
No doubt about it.
Oh my! That's the only thing I was worried
about.
I'm so grateful to be on, but it's like if I have to stand next to Brett Young, nobody's going to see me. I'm Poindexter standing next to the model.
He's so tall and tan.
Well, you know what? I did that on purpose, by the way. Everything's on purpose. There's nothing just random. Every from the moment that we come on the air till when we close, everything is on purpose.
So what is the part with Bobby that's on
because
purpose?
Here's I put you with them is because you're so supportive of new artists.
And like Carly Kloss. I'm very
Carly
Kloss.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, of course. Well, I figured who's not going to like that, right?
I figured you're
so supportive of new artists. And you are always breaking new artists on this show, and you're so supportive of them and what they're doing and new music. And I was like, that's the award that you need to present.
I appreciate you putting me on the show. Like, I really do. It was a big deal to me, and nothing's a big deal to me. You know, nothing ever is a big deal. I'm like, okay, on to the next line. I'm genuinely excited, and I don't get excited about crap because I feel like I'm going to mess everything up. I'm genuinely excited tonight to be put on the award show, and it's because of you, so I appreciate
that. That's awesome. I'm glad.
Maren and Niall are performing together. Mm-hmm. That's going to be cool. Have you seen them play yet together?
I have not. Okay. I have not.
Pink is going to be there.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's like got her own
she's swinging?
Atmosphere, you know. No, she's not. She's not. But she is. I worked with her on the Billboard Awards. And she definitely got her own atmosphere. It's like whatever that coolness is, it travels around with her.
So what I just heard you say was that if I nail it at the CMAs, there's probably a spot at the country spot on the other award show.
Yeah, of course. You got to nail it, though. Okay, don't mess up.
Yeah, we all heard that.
Yeah. Nobody heard that but me. That was the only
Sometimes
one.
Sometimes Bobby's ears work
in a
special way.
Tonight, I got a little something surprise.
Something special
for him? I'm going to do something political he didn't know about yet.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I think a little bit he just wet himself. He's like, great. Listen, I'm by the book. I'm just honored to be on the show. Robert, you have no idea. I appreciate it. What I also would encourage is Robert Deaton, who produced the CMAs, is here. He came over to the house and we talked about his career. And we did a Bobbycast where he talked about, for example, the Stapleton and Timberlake. That's Robert who put Stapleton and Timberlake together.
Good move.
Yes. Hey,
thanks.
Way to go,
Captain Obvious over there. Throwing you really like, but there's stories like that that are fantastic. And let's just hit it for a second. Like Justin Timberlake, you'd invited him before, but he really wanted to be there instead of performing from afar.
Yeah, that's correct. We were almost had him on, I think, 2 years prior, and we were going to do a remote. I think it was from New Jersey. And he decided, which I told, I didn't even argue about it. It's like, I want an artist to do it when it's right. And he said, you know, I just feel like the first time I do the CMAs, I want to be in the room with the other artist and feel what that is like. And I'm like, you know what? You absolutely have to.
And him and Chris
are friends.
That's
exactly what you need to do.
Him and Stepton were buddies.
Exactly. And it worked perfectly. And you know what? You do need to be in that room because it's different than any other room, of any, in my opinion, of any other award show.
So. Now, I'm not known to be a producer or anything, but I think if you paired Stapleton and I had this year to sing a song, it may make everybody turn their TVs off.
I don't think so. I think you could put anybody with him.
Oh, that's true. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Robert Deaton series producing the CMAs tonight. This guy here has done it all. He even, just a quick thing, he did the Tim and Faith. You know when they did the whole the magical tour and thing in Vegas?
Yeah.
Soul to Soul.
Yeah. And Tim gave me his hat from that tour because like he was like, here, take
the
this
black
hat.
Black straw.
But yeah, that's you. You produced the whole thing.
I did. I produced the Soul to Soul.
I couldn't even get tickets. I didn't even know.
But it was terrific. Yeah, well, I didn't know you then, so now, but now.
Still, I was like emailing you. Dear Mr. Deaton, I'm a big fan. Thank you for coming in. I hope everybody watches tonight. And I'm excited. I get to be there. I'm in the second row. I'm sitting in the second row behind Tim and Faith. Mm-hmm. I saw my picture on one of those little planks, and I was like, I think they put me in the wrong spot, but I'll take it. Robert Deaton, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you for everything you do for us and the industry and country music. Appreciate it.
And thank you for putting me with Carly Claus.
I think you owe me now.
Yes, I think so, too. We'll see how it goes after the night. Okay. All right, Robert Deaton, everybody, tonight, watch CMA.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Here's the deal. Tonight, the CMAs, I hope you watch. I will be presenting tonight. It's quite the group of presenters. It's Luke Combs, myself, Brett Young, Carly Claus, a Victoria's Secret angel, all at the same time. Wow. I have requested that I not be standing next to Brett Young. That's all I've requested.
Yeah, he's tall and tan.
And good looking.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So.
You're tan. And good looking.
Oh. I'm actually pretty tall, but he's
JK,
just taller.
JK. He's like super tall. Ugh.
So tonight, if the camera stays on me, I'm giving the fist to the fans. But when I was on the ACMs, they cut off, and I don't know when the cameras aren't on me because they're like showing the crowd and stuff. Yeah. So I'm trying to get the fist to the fans to you guys tonight. Watch the CMAs. I think it's going to be fun. I'm wearing my sparkly suit. You'll see that.
I cannot wait to
Have
see
you seen
that.
It?
No, I have no
it's
idea.
It's sparkly? It's got like little glitter bombs on it. Yeah.
All right.
CMAs tonight. Amy and I, we're sitting in the second row. We have seats right behind Tim and Faith in the second row of the
Dang.
Whole thing. We have seats better than like perform. It's crazy where we're sitting.
And That's you're wearing cool. a glitter bomb suit.
Yeah, for sure. People would be like.
Like the cameras, it's going to like sparkle off the lights.
Probably stop the show to give me best dress. Yeah. All right, we'll see you tonight. CMA Awards. Come on. Get your Bobby
Bones on. When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens. Parents and grandparents must step in and help them through this huge life change. Tensions mount as everyone has conflicting ideas for what's best for the young parents and their baby. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go.